It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation went back to work last night to certify the election of Joe Biden as president after pro-Trump extremists tried to shut down the U.S. Capitol. Republican Representative Ken Buck condemned the violence in a joint statement with Governor Jared Polis. He called it an assault on our democratic republic. Democratic Representative and former Army Ranger Jason Crow was praised across social media and by Republican colleagues for helping secure the chamber as extremists tried to get in. He stayed there until all other House members were safe. Trump supporters gathered in downtown Denver Wednesday to protest the president's loss in the election. Nancy Arceva and her teenage son were in the crowd, but she didn't support the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol.
I don't approve violence. I don't approve destruction. What I do approve is that people need to be heard.
That rally in Denver drew about 700 people and closed down the city and county building near the state capitol. Teachers in Jefferson County say they are concerned about returning to school buildings when the district goes back to in-person learning in a couple of weeks. Elementary school students return January 19th and will stay in school only if the county stays out of the state's most extreme risk category of coronavirus danger. At a protest at district headquarters Wednesday, fourth grade teacher Laura Grimm says it's too soon after the holidays to return.
Like, I know several teachers and several students at my school traveled, you know, went to like Costa Rica and Italy and all these places. So to think that they'll be back in classrooms in, you know, just a week is really terrifying.
Older students could return to hybrid learning February 1st. The district says in a letter that it has a reasonable, safe, and sustainable plan for in-person learning. Colorado weather is mostly sunny again today and tomorrow. There's a chance for snow for much of the state by Saturday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.